Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where prayer and intercession and praises and anointing of God's word being manifested through glory to God, the men and women of God speaking the truth and bringing glory to God, ministry through preaching, teaching, lifting up the name of the Lord through the power of prayer. We give him glory for all that he do. Help us to keep our hearts and hands clean, that we will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And he said, those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. We glorify him, magnify him. Help us to keep a praise in our spirit in spite of all the things that the adversary is coming up against us within this world. The greater one never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Get to a place that we will bless the Lord at all times. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. Glory to God. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for that blood that was shed on Calvary on our behalf. Thank God for transforming us, glory to God, into the image of Jesus Christ through his word as we allow him to daily, as we, glory to God, allow that word, hallelujah, to get in our spirit and yield ourselves to it and let him transform us. But most of all, we thank God for Jesus, restoring us back to the Father, making up our minds. After that, he said on the tree, on, glory to God, on the cross, it is finished. So it's up to us to choose him this day, who we going to serve, and then learn our members to him and him only, and strive every day for his will to be done in us so we can be able to bless the Lord at all times. And our praise will continue to be in our mouth to uplift your name and thank you for that mercy and grace renewed every morning. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I hope I haven't cut nobody's off, but bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hold on just for a moment. Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome God we serve. We thank God for being able to come together to worship the Lord and praise his name and give him the glory that's rightly due him, because without him we can do nothing. Through him we can do all things. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, bless God. We thank God, glory, for another day and another opportunity to come in his presence and help us to come, glory to God, with a heart of thanksgiving, attitude of gratitude, a determination no matter what, thy will be done. Help us to learn to lead our members. Glory to God. So watch that tongue. Make sure we watch what's coming out of our mouths and giving God glory in all that we do and making sure that whatever we say, we're going to glorify him and minister grace unto the hearer. In the name of Jesus. bless the Lord. So the word of God, let us know life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life. And in the word, glory to God of God, he was letting us know and so forth that we got to be a people that will praise and magnify him, not be with lip service, because he says in his word, you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from it. So help us to be genuine and real in all that we do in the name of Jesus. Let nothing come out of this mouth. Help us, God, so that we'll be in a place that we'll be aware of even the tricks and the snares of the enemy, that we'll be careful not to say or respond to any and everything that the enemy is saying through people that come to provoke us. And even in a time of sorrow and grief and disappointment, we got to make sure we're not so easily provoked and agitated by what the enemy is saying and what he's doing. This is a time like never before. We need to be praying and seeking the face of God and standing on his word and not allowing, glory to God, this flesh to be entertained, and build ourselves up in our most holy faith through the Spirit of God and his power and his anointing in the name of Jesus. And be able to really genuinely say, welcome into this place, this vessel, this temple, hallelujah, and make sure that this temple, glory to God, that God is blessing us, the house, the Holy Spirit in, that he be glorified and that not to grieve the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God. All the provisions that he make for us, all the doors that he opened for us, and the ones that he closed to protect us. We thank you, Jesus. There is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Praise God. We're going to get ready to open up with our scripture reading, and we're going to let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign tonight in whatever area he desires in us. Praise God. Let me check our system to make sure everything is still up and running. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have Mother McCormick. Thank you, Lord, for Mother McCormick and her ordeal she went through. She'll testify of that. But Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, and I'm trying to see if Mother Willette, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to make sure, just a minute.
Okay.
Well, praise God. Well, you will be the first on to pray, and then Mother McCormick. But Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you. Our scripture reading today, in the midst of all that goes on, I got to look the scripture reading up, but I want to even just say this one that we hear quite regularly, say it, and hear me say it in my prayers often, and that is, and I'll look it up, but he was saying, my God came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. And we know also in his word, Romans 8:28, he'll work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose, as well as the one that says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Father, I bless you and I give you glory and I give you honor, because truly I thank you for your visitation in our lives every day, that renewed mercy and that grace in the name of Jesus. For the ones that's already on the line and that I've already called, and we don't have the other prayer words on yet, but in the meantime we do have a couple of other ones that faith that be on the phone that listen and do the prayers. But anyway, I want you to keep past the bird before time for prayer about 6:40 or 6:35 when she called to say she won't be on the prayer line tonight because her sister that we've been praying for down in Clinton, as the doctors put her on morphine and said that she
evidently can transition out anytime now. So pray for a pastor because she's at home, and because the message ended up being late getting there for it's dark now, and she, because of the reflection of the light going back on the road and whatever like this, can't even get to her right now. So we're praying for the family, but praying even for her double prayers for the Lord bless her. She says she can't get there until in the morning. So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we press her, come in your presence, and now we pray and glory to God and give and praise to you. But, Father, we ask you to search our hearts and find anything that's displeasing in your sight, any sin, any transgression, asking for forgiveness, and asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for every offense. And we pray right now as we acknowledge Jesus as our Savior and give glory to you because you are the author and the finish of our faith and teaching us more and more how to make you Lord. God, we pray glory to God and thank you for all your great and mighty acts you perform and thank you for your presence in our lives every day in the midst of the valley, in the midst of the grief, in the midst of the sorrow, in the midst of the highs and the joy and the peace and the mountaintop experiences as well as on the valley and in between. You said you are there and you said you never leave us. And you are glory to God, our comforter you gave us through the Holy Spirit to teach, lead, and guide. Oh, we thank you for him right now. We pray that comfort as well as the ministering angels to go to Pastor and her family right now in the midst of glory to God, their time of glory to God even in their waiting period. Right now, because of the news, the doctor said, we know you have the last place, so, but there's been a lot of prayers that's been going on, glory to God, for Sister Nick. So we just pray, glory to God, that you will bless and encourage Pastor Bird while she's waiting, too, in the midst of, would like to be right there. Also with her sister, even though she saw a few days ago, we're praying, glory to God, that you will make it possible in the name of Jesus. But right now, just lift the burden and just comfort the heart and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. That all that is taking place right about this time. And God, in the midst of it all, you still can prove yourself in great and mighty things. But in the meantime, if it's that time, then God, so be it. Thank you, glory to God, for what you're doing, not only for her and some of the other ones, glory to God, that common leader and some of the others have gone through some people's, what you call, going home celebration and stuff like this this weekend, still, this past weekend, this weekend, and even more yet that glory to God that's happening right about now. But God, we just cast all these cares and concerns back to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for giving peace and joy and strength, glory to God, even in the midst of whatever the situation is, whatever the grief is, whatever the decision-making in the midst of, glory to God, some heartache or disappointment or whatever. You're the same God yesterday, today, forevermore, for whatever our dilemmas, whatever our situation, whatever our problems, whatever it is, transitioning times and homegoing times and bills and whatever else or just all kinds of sorrows that may happen in life. You never change, and you know the situation before, glory to God, before the beginning of time. But in the meantime, while we're going through it, God, we ask for your comfort, your healing and your deliverance and your peace and strength in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying right now, glory to God, for these prayer warriors that be so faithful on their line and then, glory to God, standing in the gap and even in the midst of the things that they may have and things they may have, some dilemmas or other situations, comfort and encourage and strengthen and build, glory to God, them up too as well as you move on their behalf. Thank you for Mother McCormick and for the dynamic testimony of how you stepped in, glory to God, for the power of the word that's in her mouth and in her spirit in the name of Jesus and for how you, glory to God, moved on her behalf, glory to God, when the enemy wanted to come in to rob her of her health today. God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that has been done and even that that's going to be manifest even in the sharing. But God, we pray for every situation, every circumstance, God, even the things that have been going on. We thank you, glory to God,
for Rachel, for all of us, go over everyone that's on this line and their families, their loved ones, and even the ones that we've been hearing about, some things we heard on the news, some things we may have heard in the street, some things we know concerning, go over to other situations. But God, you are still moving. And some of the miraculous miracles and blessings that came in the midst of even all of the grief and the sorrow and the disappointment, you have done some magnificent things too. So we glorify you for being our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, or our Healer, even for breathing on us every morning, every day, even the activity of our lives, even when I might be going slow with it, and some might be able to have it normal with no complications, some might be in between periodically, but nevertheless, so much to be thankful for, even in our breathing and our movement, and even go over that for our living. We thank you, even for blessings in our homes and families and loved ones and having somebody to love us. Oh, God, even for those, glory to God, that are going through, don't even know what it is to be loved, don't know what it is, glory to God, nothing but abuse and criticizing and downcast and whatever, but the devil is a liar, the brother. We are praying you breathe on them and make changes, God. We are praying you put some people in that pathway. We thank you for restoration, for restoring for some that did have it and they lost it, but God, for those that never even encountered what it is to really have true love, some things that cause them like that to be in the streets and do hideous and evil things, and glory to always being bitter and angry and frustrated. God, we're praying for some peace and for some joy, for them to, glory to God, know what it is to love Jesus, for Jesus to know that Jesus loved them first, for them to be able to get salvation and healing, for some, glory to God, that have been abused and accused and ostracized and criticized, and some being, glory to God, beaten in their marriages, and sometimes, glory to God, even finding out some men been abused and certain things they've been going through, that is like that silent killer in the name of Jesus, but the devil is a lie, breaking down the spirit and trying to cause, glory to God, to be on, feel like you don't have no life in you, just going like mechanical, grow out throughout the day, and just expectation, glory to God, is very low and very minimal, because the only thing you know is a repeat offender, keep coming back, doing things over and over to them. God, when we plead the blood of Jesus, where they've been captive, glory to God, in situations that they can't seem to get out of, wife beating, husband beating, or abusing their children, or some that's caught up in the drugs and alcohol and assisted sex and all kinds of other things, glory to God, homosexuality, some that's just been in the human trafficking, locked down, can't seem to get out because of, glory to God, invisible fences there, barriers there, glory to God, seem to not be able to cross the line, glory to God, feeling electrocuted, glory to God, every time they try to make a step forward to get out of something. But God, we know you're a deliverer and a healer. We know, glory to God, this too can pass. We know, glory to God, that all those words that we are praying and seeking your face and standing in the gap, that some are getting free. They're being delivered. We got to believe that you're working it out all around the globe, that some people are coming out of this thing of being locked down in these things where the enemy got their minds all locked down where they can't even move, glory to God, and even got their minds so twisted, even can't get their physical body to move because of so much fear and torment, and even the ifs and the maybes and what ifs, glory to God, they're just holding them in captivity. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. And some have been so abused and so much been being downtrodden that they just saying, what's the use? Might as well die. And I'm going to end up, this is my end, this is my lot. But devil, you are a liar, the blood of Jesus, whether it's an adult or whether it's a child. Ah, we rebuke and bind and loose you from your assignment. Loose your hold off of their mind. Loose your heart hold with that fear and that torment. Loose your hold, glory to God, with that abuse. Loose your hold, glory to God, with that homosexual. I feel like this is what I got to be. That's the only way I can live, or what I always felt this way. We're loose the lies and stuff over like this, even feeling like that I got to take this abuse, these generational curses come from husbands and wives or parents or whoever, passed down through the generation for alcoholic and drugs and illicit sex and this, that, and the other, inducing on to this next generation. Oh, it's got to cease and stop somewhere. The blood of Jesus. So we are praying in the name of Jesus for those things to be, glory to God, eradicated. And even for those, glory to God, that have been tied up in witchcraft and witchcraft been on them, or glory to God, through somebody else or they've been practicing. We're praying those yokes be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Even for the young people that are practicing that and then getting joy out of the excitement for they want that power. Oh, don't know, glory to God, destruction is right around the corner any minute now. Oh, the blood of Jesus, because the devil will use you and use you and use you, all glory, against others, and then when he threw you, throw you on the chair ass hoop and trash heap, and that's the end of that for you till he pick up somebody else. Oh, the blood of Jesus, all in the schools, all in the homes, and all on jobs, and all kinds of things people want to use that for just to gain. And he said, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up the forces of evil that will come, glory to God, and causing people, glory to God, to be out here robbing and stealing and always snatching and trying to steal from other people, whether they're doing it through the internet, whether they're doing it physically, glory to God, going in these places, glory to God, the things that he's doing even on the road and the road rage and all kinds of stuff the enemy is doing to snatch people's lives out, or either have them so handicapped they can't think of, don't even know their name, and glory to God, so abused and hurt up that they feel paralyzed, and some have been paralyzed from situations and decisions making, glory to God, cause it physically, spiritually, and naturally. Oh, God, we are praying right now for a deliverance. We are praying, glory to God, for a healing. We are praying for courage and encouragement to turn to you, praying for a mind, glory to God, to serve you. Take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Even all the lies, glory to God, praying for their mind to come clear and the yoke that's been just have them in locked captivity, that their minds will be loose so they can be able to hear truth. Open up the ears that they may be able to hear, and eyes, glory to God, the scales to drop off. Oh, glory to God, and be able to get to a place and be still enough to hear truth, and that it'll penetrate the spirit and eradicate the lies in the name of Jesus. Oh, especially of the captivity that he has, glory to God, our young people in the name of Jesus. So much noise, pulling here and there, and all the noises in the name of Jesus, even for truth they can't hear. Oh, glory to God, to get dismissed only the little fragments of it. Oh, but the blood of Jesus, we are praying that their mind going to become free where they can hear truth, and so they can get the word in them and be a disciple for Christ and have a mindset to do so and will do in the name of Jesus. We are praying for the believers that we'll be better mentors. We're praying for the believers to get out of the isms and schisms and the glory to God and the challenging one another, glory to God, and the jealousy and the envy. Oh, glory to God, and the copycat, glory to God, of this man's or this woman's, glory to God, ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, covenant and this and that. Oh, the blood of Jesus. So much chaos and confusion in the midst of it. How can they see truth with the light flickering on and off? The light should be continuously shining on the hill, exalting God, making him the superstar, not nobody got this flesh on parade. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Awakening, so we can walk in the joy and the peace and the authority and the power that you've given us in the name of Jesus, so we can see people being saved and delivered and set free, glory out the drugs and alcohol and any other thing that the enemy got them bound up in, and be able to see the power of God in operation when people can be able to stand, oh, glory to God, and have joy and peace and be able to have families, glory to God, and have some harmony in it. In the name of Jesus, they can be able to go on a job and don't have to be feeling like they have to be misused and abused and, glory to God, ostracized and criticized and stepping on their neck to try to keep them from getting a promotion. That people can be able to be free, hallelujah, to preach the gospel and receive the gospel. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, where people can be able to walk, glory to God, on the streets, go places and not have to be worried about somebody running up on them to steal from them or to try to kill them for, glory to God, and find out you didn't have but $10. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus of all the break-ins and the robbing people, glory to God, of their social security, of this kind of money, or whatever money was in the bank. Open people's ears and eyes to that it won't be so gullible. Sometimes it's just to put out thousands and thousands. Oh, I lost those thousands on the scams and whatever, and trying to get rich quick, taking your money to give them, talking about you're going to be rich. What common sense is that? Oh, the blood of Jesus. And they know just who, glory to God, to play on. And so sad to know, glory to God, all the schemes that we're trying to get, glory to God, a husband overseas, a wife overseas, and you ain't never seen nothing but just a picture. Oh, he say and she say. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And it was a thing when we were running into the jailhouse to find a man. Now you don't know whether you got a man or a woman coming out of there, but now it's on the internet. Oh, you don't know what you got, the catfish and whatever like this. And all our children being lured away, snatched out of their homes or lured out of their homes just to go and meet somebody and come to find never see them again, just been used and raped and thrown on a trash heap. Oh, my God. And even the voices, you're trying to talk to your children to give them wisdom about the things going on and some enticing spirit still yet all from the Internet, talking to the chat room, talking to this one in school or in on the workplace or someplace where they got all of these noises and can't hear truth. And next thing you know, they're caught up in this and caught up in that. And all they want to take their clothes off and send pictures and send a picture of you doing this and picture you doing that. And your picture of sucking on this and sucking on that and somebody sucking on you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we need an awakening. Hallelujah. Because even the more we preach, the more we pray and seek the face of the Lord, only thing we can do is trust you in it. Sometimes they got to bump their head to even come to themselves. They're adult as well as their children. But, oh, my God, we speak in life. Oh, they don't lose their lives. They've come to a place to awaken. Help us, glory to God. So many believers, even preachers, have backslidden now because they're caught up in the greed and the hype, glory to God, and their name and name recognition and trying to get, glory to God, get rich quick, the greed. Oh, my Lord, the blood of Jesus. Don't say nothing about the sex. They don't have to have the elections, but give it the sex. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Lord, we're praying like never before. Oh, there's got to be some changes. People are leaving here so fast. The days are passing so fast. 1 minute, over there, we was in December. Now, look, we're in March already. It's amazing. I was just January, and we're in March. It's rolling, rolling, rolling. And this is fast as the devil is sending out all plots and plans and schemes and everything else, glory to God, to catch the in the net, to catch you in the net. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We ought to be working for the kingdom like never before, not to get nonchalant, not to get tired, not to get, glory to God, working, glory to God, working our way through. No, we need to rest and hear the instructions of the Lord and walk our way through. However you lead us and guide us, help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Help us to have our eyes open that the scales fall off in the name so we can know how to pray one for another, encourage one another, build each other up so we can be strengthened and fortified together to come against the real enemy, Satan, not the flesh, glory to God, that's housing of demons in the name of Jesus, but to be able to bind and loose and cancel the assignment that got them in captivity so they can be another warrior in the spirit, another disciple for Christ, instead of just, glory to God, picking and showing discourse and busybody and see this and see that. Oh, God, we ought to be building one another. You said love covers a multitude of faults. It's not to condone what man is doing in sin. Oh, glory to God, but our compassion and learn how to love, to learn how to fish. Oh, glory to God, you use a different lure for catfish, a different lure for bass, a different lure, glory to God, for brims, or glory to God, or catching flounders or whatever. God, help us, Lord, to be more wise in what we say and what we do. Oh, God, even in our own families. Oh, so many, glory to God, we are even doing more damage in our own homes and winning the loss on the outside, but what are we doing in our homes? And sometimes we can be able to build up the home, but then go on our attitude outside or just me, my, I, us, foe. But the dead no more. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. Oh, we got to have the mind of Christ and listen to his voice through the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we just going to have to keep praying and asking us, Lord, to help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and esteem others more highly than ourselves, not to shut up our bowels against our brother, but ask God for wisdom, how to go in, how to come out, what to do, what not to do, what to give, what not to. God, help us, God, and stop coming up with our analyzations in some things. We need your help in the body of Christ, too much falling away. We need to see more healings and deliverance, glory to God, where people, glory to God, are going through so much with sickness and disease in the name of Jesus, in the body to which it ought not be so. We should see it in the world and be, glory to God, the antidote through the Holy Spirit, through the word, through the power of Jesus Christ, for to see a change. But God, so much, glory to God. Too many doors open in the body. God, the more and more we need to have an awakening for the sleeping giant. Oh, God, I'm believing, God, that we're going to be used as instruments more to see cancer drying up because of the word that was spoken of the laying of hands of God's blessings, even in heart attacks and strokes being ceased. Oh, glory to God, being able to, glory to God, cataracts and all kind of other sickness and tumors and arthritis and glory to God and sugar diabetes and things going on with gout and everything, disorders with the blood and with the skin disorders, all the blood of Jesus, those that got all kinds of things going on in their intestine system, those where I got neurology, where they got through the nerves and all kinds of stuff through sciatica and everything else. Oh, my God, every kind of disease that it is, we plead in the blood of Jesus against in the name of Jesus. Oh, so many situations happening through accidents and incidents and people coming out disformed, glory, in the womb, in the name of Jesus, our blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying for change. We are praying for the awakening. We are praying against sin. Sin would open the doors for some of these things happening. And other things, glory to God, is beyond the control that it wasn't the sin that did it. Oh, glory to God, because there are some cases where things that have been attacked, and it was through whether it was a generational thing or whether it's just an attack of the enemy. God, but you are the healer. You are the deliverer. Help us even in those conditions that have attacked our body. But thank you that you give us the determination to keep praying, to keep standing, to keep the faith, glory to God. And you don't have those respected persons, even though we're praying for others. It still is by your power these things are being done. Help us, glory to God, to wait on our change and that it believe that it is coming. But in the meantime, we got to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Even the most anointed one and most powerful ones that you've been using through life, glory to God, don't mean that they have no condition. So that's why you said in your word, glory, and call that the sick call for the elders of the church. And you said there'll be many afflictions, but you deliver us out of. You said there'll be trials. You said that the just shall live by faith. You said, glory to God, that we will be challenged and suffer some things and go through some things, but nevertheless, we got to keep our eyes fixed on you. Trust you through it. Pray one for another. Help us to know we're not islands out there by ourselves, but thank you for all your mercy and your grace and the power of your anointing and turning some things around. Thank you for touching our bodies and touching our minds and those that we've been praying for. Thank you, glory to God, for being the God of our salvation, the author and the finish of our faith. Thank you for being such a mighty God. We love you and appreciate you and adore you and worship you. Thank you for change, God. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for more laborers coming in the vineyard. Thank you for changing minds, coming out of the darkness, coming into the marvelous light. Thank you for those that were caught up in calamity in the name of Jesus. All in carnality that will save and fill the Holy Spirit, that you're bringing them in alignment with your word in the name of Jesus. Anything in us, glory to God, that we're still holding on from our past or our attitudes or how we don't like this and we don't do this. Oh, God, we're praying more and more. We got to have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Be led by your spirit. Help us more to not deny and justify why I do this and why I feel like this, and you just don't know. Oh, God, know my heart. He said the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? God want to change the heart and to change your mind and having a mindset, glory to God. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Thank you so much for moving on our behalf. Thank you so much for life and health and activity, our limbs and silence. Thank you for that mercies every morning and grace. Thank you for our families. Thank you, Lord, for our church family. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line and others around the globe. Thank you for divine connection. Thank you for those warriors all around the globe. Thank you for the preachers and leaders and all the fivefold ministry and others, glory to God, that you're raising up, and even our babies that you're raising up to preach and teach the truth. Oh, God, we pray for our youth in school and out of school. Some that's trying to get education and scared to go to school sometimes, in school and whatever, and just can't focus, glory to God, for things they already seen. Glory to God, some of the horror, and some just the playing with their minds, the what if, some that's trying to get their education, but here's another one, disrupting the class because they're fighting the teacher or agitating the teacher, what a teacher can't do her job. Some out here standing and doing what they know to do, but some teachers have gotten kind of bitter because of some of the things they see and had to go through. But God, I'm praying that you will bless them and touch them, because what are we going to do with our teachers if all of them drop off the scene, or just for a handful? We know what happened when prayer came out of school, but right now we got to pray for a change and pray for hearts and pray for minds and pray for parents and others, glory to God, and other mentors to turn back around and try to build and help them to stay focused and being aware as their mind change and mindset get to a place that I want more and do better. Some want it, glory to God, but they got so many obstacles in the way. But we are praying for those strongholds to come down. We are praying, glory to God, against the spirit of death that always want to find some way, glory to God, to try to snatch them out of here. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. There's bitterness and jealousy and bullying and all this among them. Oh, the blood of Jesus and gangbanging. Oh, glory to God. Some just playing copycat, sitting back looking at the news about what we just did, robbing somebody or just killed somebody or just did something. They sitting back. But God, I pray, glory to God, for a change of mind, change of heart. But I pray for justice too, that they'll be exposed clear quickly before they even do it. But even after they do something, they will not sit back and enjoy the pleasure of wrongdoing. That, glory to God, justice justice will be done in the name of, pray for these mothers and these families and these parents and glory out these, and these ones, glory out, that are grieving because of some of the stuff that's been done to their families and loved ones. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Turn it around, God. Oh, these mindsets to think there's nothing else I hear but to do that. Thank you for those that are working in the good, in the good, the girls club, the boys club, the other mentors, other people got different programs out there trying to reach who we can reach. Oh, glory to God, trying to touch hearts. Some on the streets trying to do it. Other ones, glory to God, through schools and other programs. Some, glory to God, creating programs themselves. God, we are praying. Whatever's trying to stop and block it, God, I pray increase. Praying for those that have so much money, they don't know what to do with their gold toilets and gold sinks and gold this and golding up everything, the doors and everything. Oh, take some of that money and pour it into some of these programs and some of these places to help. We know the enemy don't want it. He want them to stay greedy. But, God, we are thanking for some of those that are pouring into the lives of these programs and stuff, but so many others that could help, and especially in our schools, and they need supplies, and our teachers need to have some relief in some of these things where they need to, some things to curtail this stuff with the guns and knives and whatever so they can have on every interest and out of it. In the name of Jesus, God, we just pray for a different mind. We pray for our president, our vice president, and glory to God, and for the laws and things and the legislators and different ones and Congress and the government for some changes and that greed or prep. Packing the pockets of somebody behind the scenes, doing some other ones, slapping on the hand and things that they know, even with this Trump situation, just patting on that. What are we saying? What a divided country doing this kind of foolishness? Oh, God, we're praying for some change. We're praying, glory to God, the next one don't come on the scene doing worse. We're pleading the blood of Jesus because the stage already been set. How much you letting this individual say they can get away and do it. But, God, we're praying, glory to God, for a change. Praying for us that the ones that are saying there's no need to vote, no need to whatever. But if we don't do anything, everything gonna seal yet, go down, glory to God, because if we don't progress, we gonna regress. Lord, I pray right now for help us all. We just thank you again for these women and men of God all around the globe and on this line. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage them to keep praying, keep believing, keep standing, touch their family, strengthen their body, strengthen, glory to God, in whatever area they're weak in, whatever area they need strengthened, even in their finances and whatever they desire to do in their family and their loved ones and their children, praying for salvation, deliverance, and healing, all for minds and all of us, God. In the name of praying for comfort and encouragement, some of the things they may be going through as well. We bless you, glory to God. This too shall pass. You said in Deuteronomy 28, your head, you made us a head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Oh, God, but we ought to know there's a condition to the promise. If we will it and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. If we will, glory to God, submit ourselves and obey what your word said, we'll be blessed. Hallelujah. And our seed. Oh, God, help us to know we got to deny and crucify this flesh and strive for more of you and run to the rock that's higher than you, higher than us, which is Jesus Christ. And remember 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again, we say, we cast our cares and concerns back to you. Bind Satan, all his accords, every setup, trap, plot, plans, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, be eradicated right now in the name of Jesus. And for him to go back to the dry place in which he came, we loose God's anointing for the peace, the joy, the strength, the courage, the encouragement, the determination to stand. We pray, glory to God, the full glory, the wisdom and the knowledge, glory to God, to walk in the precepts, glory to God, and for your word and the name of Jesus. We pray, glory, for the joy and the peace to continue to walk in, the power and authority you give us to bind and loose. In the name of Jesus, help us to be helpers one to another. Thank you, Lord God, for the financial blessing, the spiritual blessing, the encouragement, glory to God, to encourage others as well. We love you today. We appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do all the time. Cover all of our families and loved ones, glory to God, and our church family. And pray for those that need salvation and deliverance in the family as well. And sometimes sitting up in the church house, perpetrating the fraud, that it'll come, the word will penetrate the heart. And if there's anything that we have not released, we're praying that that word will penetrate ours too as well to make changes, life-changing. In Jesus' name, for you to be glorified, amen and amen. To God be the glory. What an awesome, phenomenal God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Mother Mother McCormick, we're praying right after Pastor about Dancer Sims. Lord of mercy, help me. I'm looking at numbers and names coming to mind. The order of the service, praise God. Again, Mother Willette, Pastor Mother McCormick, and then Mother Alexander, then Pastor Sam, was your brother and sister, Sister Brenda, right after Mother McCormick, should have Sister Brenda, Mother Alexander, right after Sister, Jesus help me, Lord, bring me back in so I can focus. Mother Willette, Mother McCormick.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, Mother Mother Alexander, Zazis, she might be dropped off, Brenda, but in the meantime, Pastor Sims, and we'll leave it in that order if anybody else come on after that. At this time, go ahead, Mother.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we just thank God for a brand new day, another day's journey, thanking and praising God for being so good to us and merciful and loving us so much and just working situations out for us, especially those things that we have no idea and don't know about, but we thank and praise God, and we thank God for his great, great mercy. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence. I thank you so much. I thank you that all of my life, as the songwriters say, you have been faithful, and you are yet faithful. You are the living God. Contrary to what's going on in the world, you're still Abba, Father, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, the great creator, our sustainer, our preserver. You care so much about us, hallelujah. You've demonstrated your love for us in that you gave your only begotten son that he may, hallelujah, sacrifice his life so that we can live life to the full. So we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you that you are for us, that you're working situations and circumstances out for our good, even when we were not deserving. Thank you for your mercy. We ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for any sins we may have committed. We thank you, Lord God, that if we've sinned, we do have an advocate. We thank you that we have a mind like Christ, and we desire, hallelujah, to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. And we pray that we don't live a life practicing sin, but we live a life practicing your righteousness in Christ Jesus' name. For when we are born again, baptized in the body of Christ and the Holy Spirit, we have strength and help that we need so that we can, Lord God, look like Jesus and walk like Jesus and talk like Jesus in Christ Jesus. In spite of what's going on, we've got to be the light, hallelujah, that, Lord God, this world needs today. We need to be the salt, hallelujah. So thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. And as David prayed in Psalms 51, to blot out our transgressions and cleanse us of our iniquities, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, and we pray that thou wouldest take not thy Holy Spirit from us, for we need your Holy Spirit to help us day by day. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for lifting a standard against the wickedness and the darkness of the evil one in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, your word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. We lift up, hallelujah, the power of your word. May it go forth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And let your word abide in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Always. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we hide that word according to your word in our hearts, that we sin not against you, Lord God. We thank you for the power of your word, hallelujah, on today. Thank you, Lord God. You said, ask, and it will be given you. You said, whatever we ask you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. I don't care what it is, hallelujah. And it states in Romans, the 8th chapter, praise God, not even tribulation and peril and all these different things that try to come against your people, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what your word says, hallelujah. Nothing's going to separate us from your love. Thank you for your goodness, Lord God, that you show us. Hallelujah. The songwriters say, your goodness is running after us, running after me. And Psalms 23 says, your goodness and mercy followeth me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy try to use people to be mean to us, we don't have to react like they are. Hello, somebody. We can, Lord God, show kindness and mercy, and we can, as the phrase say, we can let the water roll off our backs. Hello, somebody. In the name of Jesus, just because they're ugly, we don't have to be ugly. If we're children of God, we ought to act like children of God. We ought to love like children of God. We ought to, Lord God, be able to say a kind word to somebody, even though they're being hateful to us. For we've learned in your word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And we pray, God, that you pull every one of those principalities and powers and rulers of darkness back down to the pit from which it come, from which it came, Lord God. And we pray that it'll stay there in the pit until the day of judgment, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray, oh, Lord God, for people everywhere, because people everywhere, there are people that are lost, and some of them don't even know if they mean and hateful, Lord God, and they have unforgiveness in their hearts. Lord God, we pray that they'll come to the knowledge of the truth before, hallelujah, the close of the day. We pray that they'll come to their senses and realize, you know what, I need to get myself together. I need to stop worrying about this person or that person over there. I need to get my life right with Christ, in Jesus' name. Have mercy on us, Lord God. Forgive us for our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Cleanse us of our iniquities. Help us, Lord God. Help us to be kind to others, because one day we might need some kindness shown to us, and we don't know what day that will be. Well, we pray, Father God, that someone will show us kindness, in Jesus' name. And if we've been kind to others, you taught us in the Sermon on the Mount, glory be to God, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the Bible teach me, you reap what you sow. If you sow kindness, hallelujah, you can get kindness in return. If you show love, you can get love in return. If you show goodness, you can get goodness in return. You reap what you sow. Now, if you're being mean and nasty, you need to wake up and look in the mirror and ask God to have mercy on your own soul before you wind up in a place you don't want to go and you can't do nothing about it. Have mercy, Jesus. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I thank you. I touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, as she prayed for a prophet Bird, praise God, and her sister who may be transitioning at this time. We pray, God, that it will go according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for her life, in Jesus' name. We pray for that family, Lord God, the Bird family. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for others that may be transitioning. We know that's not the only person that may be going through a transition. We pray for those, Lord God, that have made up their mind that, Lord, I'm ready to come home to be in heaven with you. And I thank you, Lord God, they're not trying to fight to stay here, but they're trying to get to where you are. And we pray when you have appointed time that people are going to return to you, Lord God, and I pray that you will allow your divine will to be done and bless them with the desires of their heart in Christ Jesus. We pray for these families that are caretakers, Lord God, those families that, Lord God, are missing them. We just pray that their souls is right with you so that when it is their time, Lord God, they'll be ready, glory be to God. So we pray, oh, Lord God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We pray the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, against this bitterness in the world today. People are just being mean and doing all kind of things. But, God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to somebody, to speak a word to these people that they may realize, because some of them ain't listening to the ones that they see every day. They're not listening to them. So, Father, I pray that you would send someone else in their path and let them know you need to change your ways. You need to change your ways, and you're not going to be able to change your ways if you don't have the Lord in your life. Some people want relationship with somebody else, and they don't have a right relationship with you, Father. And it's time to get right with you in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you on today. We lift up, Lord God, our families, our loved ones, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are in schools and the students and the school staff. We pray for those in the hospitals and nursing homes, psychiatric facility, even those in the hospice facility. And we pray, Lord God, that there be some check, where you have checks and have people checking up on the people who are supposed to be providing a service, Lord God. There needs to be, Lord God, somebody that hold those people to the plate. If you say you're supposed to be a caretaker in this facility and you're supposed to be looking out for people good, then do what's right by people that are coming there for assistance in Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God, wisdom on what we need to do, Lord God. If we need to talk to our senators and representatives and say, what are you doing to make sure when people go to these places that the adults are being treated right, the children are being treated right, whoever's in the facility is being treated right, treated with respect, treated with honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and especially mercy, glory be to God. People need to realize they never know. They may get to be in a position where they'll need someone to care for them. So we pray for the caretakers. We pray for the health care medical staff. We pray for those, Lord God, who's supposed to be looking out for people who cannot help themselves. We pray for these families, Lord God, that are there with their families back and forth 24/7, Lord God. And we pray for strength for these families that are doing their best to help their loved ones in Jesus' name. Have mercy. And Lord God, we just thank you. We lift up the body of Christ. We pray for, Lord God, the leaders in the family of God. We pray for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, every person, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for those that are sick and shut in. We pray for those, they may not be in a hospital or nursing home, but they may be homebound. We pray for those people, Lord God, and we pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you release your supernatural virtuous healing power to touch the bodies of those that need to be recovered. Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. We pray for your divine healing, and I pray that people will trust you and receive your goodness, receive your great mercy for deliverance and healing in Christ Jesus' name. God, I thank you that we've learned to trust you. We've learned to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and let you direct our path. We're praying, God, that you give people liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from diseases, from the COVID virus, all this flu and viral infections in Christ Jesus' name. We pray the blood of Jesus against this darkness and evil in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that people are set free from these addictions and strongholds, Lord God. And we pray for these thoughts that come to people that are not godly. Yes, we do. We take authority over these thoughts and imaginations that are not like you, Father, and we command them to be pulled down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time for us to do better. You let us go to school and learn how to read and write. Help us, Lord God, to make better choices and do better by how we live our life, Lord God. Because somebody somewhere may be looking at us and they're looking for, hallelujah, Jesus. And if they, Lord God, haven't met Jesus, if we live in such a way, we look more like Jesus, speak more like Jesus, Lord God, we pray that they're not going to have an excuse when they stand before your presence and they have rejected you. Because anytime they choose to accept their old mean and hateful ways, they're going to have to answer to you. Glory be to God. Father, have mercy this evening. Have mercy. We pray, Lord God, that you help those that need a special help. Remember the paraplegics and the caretakers of all those who, Lord God, are caring for people who can't do for themselves. We pray for those that have gotten a diagnosis, Lord God. Speaking of illnesses and sicknesses, somebody got another diagnosis of cancer. And I pray, dear Jesus, in heaven that this cancer will be a soon to be a thing of the past and never to enter the earth atmosphere ever again in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, against every one of these sicknesses because I know you want us to be well. That's why Jesus came, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why he bore not just our sin, but this sickness and disease in his body on that tree so that we could be healed. Glory be to God. Yes, I touch and agree with my sister who said the sick are the healed. If you're a child of God and you're trusting God for healing, glory be to God, then receive it, glory be to God. And yes, you will be healed in Jesus' name, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, oh, Lord God, have mercy this evening. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who may be going through, Lord God, difficult situations in family. We pray for those, Lord God, who the enemy is just at an all-time high, having family members, well, some of them have been acting up and acting mean and hateful to other family members all their life. What for? Some stupid thing the enemy spoke to their spirit. Well, you don't need to like her. She thinks she's some. She ain't think she nothing. She a child of God. So that's why you hate her gut, because you ain't got where you ought to be at in Christ, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I pray for those, Lord God, family members are at odds, and it's time for people to look in the mirror for themselves and get theyself together before it's time to leave this earth. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your loving us and helping us in Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you'll nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of meanness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's interfering with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We pray, oh, God, that you'll nullify it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So we love you, Lord God. We don't want any bitterness and, Lord God, meanness in our heart, Lord God, because I have no idea why we think we're going to go to heaven and having all kind of junk in our hearts against our fellow, not just somebody that we don't know, people in the family. Jesus, have mercy on us. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. I pray, oh, Lord God, that for our the governmental people in authority positions, our leadership, Lord God, in this country, Lord God, presidents, vice presidents, House of Representatives, Congress, Senate, Lord God, governmental officials, Lord God. And you know, Lord God, if I was to go out there and do something wrong, they're going to put me in jail. And I think it ought to apply to the president just as well. If you're doing all kind of shenanigans and crookedness, you need to go to jail. And you should not be authorized on a ballot. God, I pray that you deal with this upcoming voting, Lord God, and I pray that you will let somebody plan to go up there that's worthy to try to do better and make better choices and better decisions for our country. Jesus, have mercy. I pray for those in wars, Lord God, destitute, poverty-stricken, on the street, Lord God. I pray that people everywhere will say, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me to do better than I did yesterday in Jesus' name. Lead us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord God. Help us to show kindness, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to realize if we expect to see you one day, we got to get ourselves together. We got to shake the dust off us. And stop being so sensitive, and people have to tiptoe around you because you're so sensitive. Get yourself right with Jesus, and look here, if it's not of God, the battle, you ain't fighting the individuals, the battle is against this darkness that's in the world. Deliver us from all this evil, Father, and as the scripture said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you for the miracle that you performed for Sister McCormick. I don't know what it was, but I know Minister BJ mentioned it. But I thank and praise you, Lord God, for what you've already. I thank you for what you've done for all of us. And I thank you, Lord God, that all the prayers that have been prayed, we're trusting you to answer them according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for all of our lives. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you for caring so much about us that you want the very best for us, the very best for our families. You want our needs to be met. Glory to your name. I bless your people on today. I bless Minister BJ and her entire family. I bless every person on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, whatever they stand in need of, I pray for, Lord God, a spiritual blessing on each and every representative on this line. Your will be done. I honor you, Lord God, now. I bless you and I praise you. I worship you. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Let your divine will, purpose, and plan be done in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I just give glory. Y'all, excuse me on the night. From my neck. My throat. Right tired, but I'm going to, I know God going to give me strength to say what I got to say. I first give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for just being alive in tonight. Thank God for just being alive. I ask him to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. I pray, Lord God, for those that I know and those that I don't know. And I ask you, Lord God, to touch people right now, Lord God. Let them come to realize, Lord God, as all both of my sisters say, let them realize that we are living. They're not saying we're living in the last day, but they spoke different words, that we are living in the last day where the enemy is trying. He's trying to think. He's trying in any kind of way he can try. But I come to say on tonight, God is able. He is so able. He is able. If we call on him, he will come. If we mean it from the depths of our heart, he will come. It ain't nothing that we just read, but it is something that we know. You got to know this thing for your downstairs. You got to know it. You got to know that Jesus is all right there beside you. You got to believe what the word says. You can't just have that word on your tongue and on your mouth. You got to live this thing. You got to believe God is able to deliver you from whatever problem that you might be going through on tonight. So I just give glory and honor to him, and I pray for all the prayer warriors on tonight. I pray for Pastor Hubbard on tonight. I pray for her and her family. And I pray, Lord, for Prophet on tonight as she go through with her sister, Lord. I pray that you give her strength to be able to go through. I pray, Lord God, for Apostle too, Lord God, that you go with her, Father Bird. I pray, Lord God, that you touch her. Minister Willett, Lord God, I pray for her and her family and Mother Alexander and Brother Black. Minister Brenna. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Tim, Laura, Sister Laura, and Sister Rachel. I ask you, Lord, to look on all the prayer warriors. Because as I have heard on this prayer line, so many of us have been going through attack in many ways. But God come to tell me to let y'all know on tonight, don't you give up. You may give out, but don't give up. Because we are in a warfare. We in a warfare where the enemy's trying to take us out and take us down. But I come to tell you tonight, you hold on. The word of God said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let me say that again. Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Now, saints, I'm trying to tell you, don't you give up. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they're in love, and he will eat. I'm trying to read these scriptures, y'all. I have written for scripture now. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat his fruit. So I pray on tonight for all the prayer warriors, not just on our line, but all over the world, because a lot of prayer warriors are standing in the gap to people. And as I was listening to my sister a few minutes ago, how she was talking about the by the imagination. But here's another scripture where it says, in 2 Corinthians, the chapter 10 and 4 and 5, where it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, even high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Because as I was thinking today, as I'm getting ready to tell what has happened to me today, and I pray for everybody that's going through problems and situations today, I pray that God will bless them and keep them. I pray that God will give them a mind to realize God is our help and he's our strength. His grace and mercy have brought me through today. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be today. I mean, I have told y'all this over and over again, but today, I don't know if I'd have been here if it had been for my Jesus. And I give my Jesus the credit, I give him the glory, and I give him the praise on tonight for how he keeps coming in and proving himself to me to let me know I'm right here. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever you might be going through, I'm right here. So I was going through the day, I was going through the situation where before I talked to y'all about this, about my throat, where I had the work done on my throat before. And I was eating some little vines being a can, and some white rice that be in those plastic containers, the little white rice that be in a plastic container. And I felt that stuff packing up, and I didn't eat but a little bit of it. I felt that stuff packing up in my neck. So I walked over to the other side of the bed to get me some water. And when I walked over there on the other side of the bed to get some water, it just got there and it wouldn't come out. And I felt that feeling like I always feel, how it's like it's just like water is just pouring water. It's like you feel water just flashing from the other side of your neck or something. That's how it felt. I don't know. But I felt that, and I couldn't breathe. And I just sat down, and I couldn't breathe. And I heard the Lord say, get some water. He told me to get some water. He did that before the other time. And I got the water, and he said, put your hand on your neck, on your throat, it was on my neck then, on my neck, and on my throat. And I put my hands there, and I began to say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, like that. And I said, I shall live and not die. And I said that when I said that, all of that stuff come up out of me, but I still couldn't. It was out, but I still couldn't breathe. I couldn't get myself together. And it was still making that funny noise in my throat where it was just, something was just wasn't right. It wasn't doing right. And so as I was sitting there, I was trying to call my daughter Catherine. She was out of town. She was on her way to come back home. She was in South Carolina. So I was sitting there, and I said, I can't call her because she can't get here on time. I was thinking all this stuff in my mind, even while the enemy thought he was going to, like, take me out. But then I said, well, let me call my daughter, my other daughter, Teresa. Thought about her, but I couldn't get myself together to dial the number. And when I couldn't dial the number, I could hear my daughter say, Mama, what's wrong? And I said, oh, come and help me. I need help. Like that. She said, I'm coming, Mama. And then she said, I did not dial her number to come and get me. I did not tell her that. I didn't even dial the number. But she heard me through the phone. Then Calvin called the rescue squad in South Carolina to meet here, the fire people came, the rescue people came here, and when they got here, I was in the bathroom, I was throwing up, trying to throw up, but I couldn't get it out. It was all white, I couldn't get it out. My blood pressure went up to 200, almost 250, My head, right now still, but it went down before they left. I thank God, y'all. If you ain't never been through stuff like this, I tell you, you don't know until you go through it. My heart is beating. My heart beating so fast. But I just thank God for how he let me know that he's right there. He's right there with me. And then I opened up my word after I left, because I had been reading the word. I know I'm taking up a lot of time. But I had was reading the word before all this stuff happened. I was reading about the battlefield of the mind. That's what I was reading about. And I said, you can be saved all day long. But if your mind ain't right, you still messed up. You still messed up. That mind got to get right. It's got to get right. So as I opened up the word a few minutes ago, he said, don't give up. Don't give up. And then I began to go to this word saying when, in Isaiah 43:6, he said, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And through the river, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. It said, whatever you may be facing or experiencing right now in your life, I encourage you to go through it and not give up. And that just encouraged me so much. Like, they encouraged me so much to let me know that if I was singing a song tonight, I would say, your grace and mercy have brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I just want to thank you. And I don't live this up, but I just thank God. I'm just overwhelmed tonight, church. Y'all just pray for me some more, because these past months, or these past, I've been going through some warfare. I'm not saying I'm the only one that's been going through, but I know God is doing a work in me. I know he's doing a work in me. And I know I pray for other people that God will touch them and strengthen people, because my heart goes out for people. My heart really goes out for people to be able to go through the situation, things that they go through. So I'm not going to hold up the line. I just want to say that. Just want to let y'all know that God loves you, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And all we got to do is continue to bind up that devil and plead the blood of Jesus on him. Because he married with the saints. He married with them. But don't y'all give up. Don't give up. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to read us Psalms 113 from 1 to 3. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise him. Glory to God. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for how good you've been to us, Lord. Your mercy and your grace, Lord God, that keep us, Father God. And, Lord, we're so thankful, Father. Father, I pray for brothers and sisters right out there now, Lord, that the enemy trying to attack them, Lord. But we know that your word tells us, Lord, pray for one another. Prayer is the key no matter what goes on in your life. Stand faithful. Stand faithful and pray for one another, regardless what come against them. We know that God gave us the power to stand and pray, because he tells us if we pray. And we know that prayer is the key for all things. We only need to stand faithful on his word. The enemy come try to throw all kind of arrow and fiery darts against us, but we know that God gave us the authority and dominion here on earth, that we can stand faithful and pray against these foul spirits that attack the body. pray against it that come against to destroy families. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we pray for pastors, Lord God. Father God, strengthen them, continue to build them higher and higher in strength, Lord God. We pray for the fatherless, Lord, fatherless sons and fatherless daughters. Lord God, you see it all, Lord. But we know, Heavenly Father, that your word tells us, Lord God, you execute judgment for the fatherless. So regardless what the enemy come against them with, we're standing in the gap, Lord, praying against the wiles of the enemy, that he has no dominion, has no authority over our sons and daughters. Lord, we pray for the widows, Lord God. Father God, you see all that goes on, but your word tells us you will take care of the widows, Lord God. Your word tells us, Lord God, that you gave us authority to stand faithful, Lord God. You tell us, if we pray, Lord God, you give us authority to bind these things here and hurt that come against us. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful on your word. Take you by your word. Stand on it and proclaim the victory is ours. Because, Lord, you gave us the victory in every area, Lord God. Lord, I pray for sisters and brothers overseas right now, Lord God, those I don't know, that going through the war overseas, Lord. Oh, God, look down on Haiti, Lord, and all these things that's going on over there. But we know, Lord God, that you said pray for one another, no matter whether they're here or there. But pray for one another, because we are sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to stand faithful, Lord God, and to seek you more and more every day, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those that is in authority right now, Lord, that seems to be failing on the wayside. But, Lord, we bind the works of enemy that come against them, Lord God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch them, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord. Bring back to their remembrance who they are, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just give you glory today, Lord God, because you've been mighty good to us all, Heavenly Father. You gave us strength when we wake up this morning. We're able to get up out of bed and walk out that room. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. And Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, to grant my sister Smith a heart desire, Lord God, because, Lord, you say in the word, Father God, ask. And believe when you ask, you receive. And Lord, we're standing on the gap, Lord God, claiming that she's going to get her heart desire, Lord God. Oh, grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Because your promises tell us to ask. Ask. Don't keep backing away, but ask with faith and ask in believing that the word of God do stand. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for how good you've been to us, Lord God. We pray for our sisters out there in the street, Lord God. Some of them out in the street, some of them don't even know what's going on with them. But Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to touch their mind, Lord God. Touch their mind, because everybody in the street is not to run the street. Some don't know what's going on. But Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you touch their mind, Father God. Let them know, Lord God, that you see all things. And Lord, we pray also, Heavenly Father, for those that the enemy come against the mind, Lord God. We bind that false spirit that attacked the mind, Lord God, because you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father, and your word is true, Lord God. You said if we believe, Lord God, oh God, help them to believe and stand faithful regardless what they see coming. Stand faithful. We pray for our prophet, for the line prophet, Lord God, that she stand strong in the name of Jesus. Because no matter what goes on in this world, Lord God, you know all about it. And help her to stand strong regardless what comes and what going. Stand strong on the promises of God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the pastor of the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless her in abundantly, Lord God. Lord, we bind up any sickness and disease that keep lingering around, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we command that disease and sickness and aches and pain to loose from around our Lord God. Because, Lord, you said ask. Whatever it is, we can come before you and ask. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you give her a double portion of strength, Lord God. That regardless what's going on, Lord God, she have authority over it in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless her with the desire for her heart, Lord. Open the door, Lord, and bless her with the transportation, with the strength, and everything she needs to stand faithful and go on, Lord God. Because, Lord, she's one of yours that continue to stand. Continue to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for her in the name of Jesus, because if not, you haven't given her this prayer line, Lord. We wouldn't be in a prayer line tonight to help all those that is listening. And, Lord, we pray for everyone that's come on the prayer line, Lord God. Everyone, no matter who they are or what they are or where they are, we pray, Lord God, that they continue to listen and that this prayer line continue to grow in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for everything, Lord God. Thank you for how you bless us all, Lord God. Continue to keep my brothers and sisters in the prayer line, Lord God, that we continue to stay on one. And no matter what happened, we come as one to pray for one another and to pray for those we know and those we don't know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Lord God. We come after all these prayers have gone up. We come, Lord God, because there's so much trouble and disorder in the world, but we know the answer. And Father, we just give you grace. We just praise your name. We just lift your name on high, Father. We continue to ask your blessings upon this prayer line and all that have prayed before me and all that will pray after me, Father, that the word will go forth and be a light in somebody's darkness. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We know you can do it. We know that you are the answer, the only answer. You're the answer to all of our problems. And, oh, Father, I thank you so much for bringing my sister McCormick out of her distress and dilemma and even maybe He's helping her escape from death. That's the way she felt. But, Father, we thank you that she's alive tonight to come on the line and tell what God has done for her. Oh, Father, we love you. We praise you, give you honor, and we give you glory. Every home that's represented on this line, all over the land and country, the prayer warriors that assemble themselves to come together to pray. And, Father, we pray for mankind everywhere, as far as humanity trod the soil, Lord, wherever, in the darkest, deepest jungle, Lord, in the low, low ghettos, everywhere, Father, where a human being exists, Father, we pray that you would stretch forth your mighty hand and let them know, God. Let them know, Father, that you are God. And besides you, there is none other. And you're the cure for all of their illnesses. You're the cure for all of their ailments, mental, physically, whatever it is, spiritual. You can do it. You're able to do it. There's no shortness in you. Whatever you said you could do, you would do, you will do. I'm telling you, the world is in a terrible shape. Men and women, boys and girls, don't want to hear your word. They don't want to be governed by your word. They think religion was designed to make their pleasures less. They think, oh, hallelujah, they think if you in Christ Jesus, you don't have no fun. But, Father, I thank you. The most fun I ever had in my life, I had it under the power and in the power of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we pray for the homeless. We pray for the elderly. We pray for abused children, abused people, Lord. We pray for even those that are out there trying to shice the people, trying to get every penny they can out your pocket in any kind of illegal way, Father. We ask you, Father, to shine the light from heaven on some of these situations, Lord, and let people realize where their help come from. Our help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer your feet to be moved. He that keepeth Israel will not neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being God Almighty, for doing just what you said you would do if we but have faith and listen to the word. Father, any churches, anybody, any pastors and all that are falling by the wayside, Father, help them to stand. Some of them saying it's an old-timey religion. You can't be governed by this anymore. But you said in your word it's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Help us, Lord Jesus, to stand strong and firm in your word. We pray for Prophetess Bird and her family at this time, coming in agreement with the other ones, my other sisters that I prayed. Lord, that you give us strength and help her to hold up and hold out. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory as we pray for all the sick and shut in all over the land and country. In Jesus' holy, strong, mighty, and awesome name, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Evangelist Brenda, you still there?
Woo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we give you honor, we give you praise, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all the prayer that went up before me tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I uplift each and every prayer warrior all over the world that standing in the gap for your people, Father God. Father God, I ask you to strengthen them and encourage them the more, Father God. Help them to not get weary in well-doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look upon each and every one that is going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you said, let not your heart be troubled, but cast all your cares upon you and take your yoke, for your yoke is light, Father God. So, Father God, I'm casting all their cares upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, strengthen them and encourage them to move, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, I ask you right now to look upon all the leaders, the spiritual leaders, everyone in the fivefold ministry, Father God. Strengthen them and encourage them to move, Father God. Give them divine strategy how to be the leader over your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them divine strategy how to be that shepherd after your heart for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who are walking in leadership, that we will yield ourselves to you, Father God, and stop being slothful, Father God, and be about your business, Father God, and the kingdom business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to look upon all our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandfather, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, bless their going in and bless their coming out, Father God. And Father God, renew their mind and give them a hunger and a thirst after you and the things pertaining to your kingdom, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to look upon all the homeless, all the sick, the shut-in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put a roof over those homeless people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Get them a warm place to stay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, give them food to eat, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, look upon each and every inmate all over the world. Even the warden, the officer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a heart of and compassion for the inmates, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, look upon each and every one in the nursing home, Father God. Touch them one by one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look upon our enemies. Bless them also, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless Apostle Harper, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to saturate her body with your healing virtue. We come against everything that the enemy tried to attach to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, continue to keep her and her family covered under the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and Father God, bless each and every prayer warrior on this line, and bless their family also, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you to look upon Apostle Burton right now, wherever she's at. Bless her, Father God, and keep her body, touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to saturate her body with your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. Bless Elder Cook and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And bless each and every one in New Hope Deliverance Ministry, Father God. I give you the honor, Father God, and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Glory be unto the Most High. Thank the Lord. Praise God. we're going to go ahead and take our prayer requests now. I talked to Brother Black earlier coming on. He sounded a little out of it, but I told him if he came on early, we would have him on early, but evidently he didn't make it. So we're going to be praying for him for his strength as well. Thank God for whoever already called his name up. One prayer request tonight for a young lady I spoke to you all about last week and I think the week before about Kimberly out in Arkansas that I met, and over the Lord's blessings, she rededicated her life back to the Lord. She had so many things coming to oppress her, and but the Lord bless, she's making progress, but that we need to still undergird because she just had a lot of attack on her body, attack, glory to God, you know, on her health, and attack with some other challenges and on the job and some spirits that were just coming to oppress her. So keep Kimberly lifted up for her healing and also the challenge on her job and some of the stresses she's gone through. But thank God for the press. It's just like somebody going to have an operation. Now we need to undergird them and pray for them, glory to God, spiritually, for their strength to continue to press and pursue and bind the hand of the enemy. So I had that prayer request. I will ask Mother McCormick to pray for Kimberly, asks Mother Alexander to pray for Alicia. She's going to a coda loss. We have to be done tomorrow, but she challenged sometimes with the anesthesia that the doctors will remember to do it lightly so she won't struggle coming out from the anesthesia. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Brenda to pray for Imani for a good, stable job. She's on a job. She has got good work ethics, but also for in her praying that the Lord will bless her, good job where we'll still yet give her doors where she'll be able to go to church, even if it's got to be every other Sunday, however God work it out, because she's been on her job. She's been having to go majority of the time working on the Sundays. And who else is left that hadn't? Mother Ellie, Mother Pastor Bird, I mean Pastor Sims, would you pray for Sister Rachel? She has some challenges. What was that? Okay, pray for Sister Rachel for some challenges. I'm not sure whether it's with her body or something else she got before the Lord. Just pray for her, cover her under the blood, and I will take. I think I got everybody now that's been online that was praying tonight. And I'll pray for the prayer warriors of divine connection and the spirit again. Mother Willette, did you pray yet? I'm going to have your name up yet.
Oh, you didn't ask me to pray for something.
Okay, then I want you to pray against this deaf ear that Satan has come up against over to get with people. Some of it might be already tied in with the prayer tonight, but I was just hearing so clearly while just before the last prayer warrior prayed about a deaf ear and things that I, some of the spirit that have some people's minds as if like they're on remote control by the devil anyway, and whatever God's put in there about that spirit being loose so they can hear the spirit of the Lord. And then you might as well go ahead and take the add to that. Pray for the cover all these prayer warriors with the attacks that come against the body. I might as well tie those two in instead of me taking it. Just tie those two and pray for that specific thing about the deaf ear and for it to come open so it can hear the Spirit of God. But and then also pray for all the prayer warriors to be covered under the blood and whatever God asks you for to pray for the divine connection. That's the,
okay,
that's the prayer warriors
okay.
I want you to pray for tonight is the divine connection.
Okay, Pastor, what did you say, Alicia?
Alicia, she's getting a colostomy tomorrow.
Okay.
And then
okay.
she has the anesthesia.
Okay.
It's a concern about that she that we've been praying about so that she won't, their doctors won't overdo it and give her too much of it because they have a hard time for her waking up.
So she worried about the anesthesia. Okay.
Yeah.
God knows
Not
all about that.
Mm-hmm. All
okay.
right, ladies. Ahead. Whoever had Sister Kimberly, go ahead and start. Was that Mother McCormick?
Okay. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord. We ask you to look on for forgiveness. Lord God, we ask you to touch right now, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for how you have already turned things around in her life. God, we thank you for the strength that you have given her, God, even as going through the pressure of going through the healing and the job situation, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing it all, God, because we know, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do, God. And I realize, Heavenly Father, God, that if it had not been for you, God, she would have made it, but because of your grace and mercy, God. And God, we pray for her right now, God. We pray that you will ever give her that strength to stand boldly, that she will continue to come boldly to the throne of grace, that she can find grace and mercy to help her in the time of need. God, I pray that she'll continue, Lord God, to lift her head up, Lord God. Whatever situation she might be going through, whatever just keep trying to attach her and bind her up in any way, God. God, we pray right now that you, Lord God, will set her total complete free, Lord God. And let her know, God, that your word is right by itself, that you sent your word to heal her and to deliver her from all her destruction, Lord God. So, God, we pray that you, Lord God, will let her know that she can always cast all her cares on you because you care for her. So, God, we pray for her tonight, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for how you bring her higher in you, Lord God, and how you're changing her heart and changing her mind that she want to do right, Lord God. So we thank you for that do right spirit that you have given her, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, as we say this last word, God, we ask you, Lord, to help her, Lord God, to keep seeking you first. Because the word of God said in Matthew 6:33, that she will continue to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and letting her know that all these other things will be added to her life. And so, God, we bind up every foul demon, anything that tried to hinder her in a way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God. Who come after you? Is me? I was in the kitchen. I come
yes,
in
ma'am.
Kitchen. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, praise the Lord. Lord, we bring Alicia before you. Lord, you know how she feel about that anesthesia, Lord. So we know, Lord God, that you know what is going on and everything that we feel. So I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap for our Lord God, that she would not get no side effect from this anesthesia. When she go in there and everything will be all right because you have taken it in your hands, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. And Lord, we come praying for her, Lord God, that she's fear of this anesthesia. So you know all about it, Father God. So I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, to let no fear come and let all be well tomorrow. Whatever she has to get, Lord God, let it be smooth, like smooth water. So
Jesus,
it would not affect her. She come, go in, get what she have to done, and come back out. Let you be the one, Lord, that guide her and hold her in your hands. This I ask of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Mother Willette.
Okay, I'll pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much for already hearing the request, Father God. And I just, Lord God, I thank you. I pray to you in Jesus' name, Lord God, regarding this deaf ear. The enemy has blocked some people hearing from that word of God. And, Lord God, we pray that the people that has this deaf ear or this ear to be able to hear what you're saying, the Holy Spirit is saying to them, we pray that they are loose from this deaf ear right now in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that you open up even the physical ear and the spiritual ear, Lord God. Open that hearing up so that they'll be able to hear, Lord God, what the Spirit of God is saying, because the Spirit of God let people know that his word is true. Glory be to God. And the enemy is trying to keep people from hearing God's word, that it's time to get it right, get it together. Stop being so mean and hateful and get yourself together and come to Jesus while it's day. So we pray, Father God, that you loose that blockage from them from not hearing the word of God. We pray that you open up that spiritual ear and the physical ear in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let people begin to hear and have a heart to receive what the Spirit of God and what the word of God says to them, and help them, Lord God, to be able to, Lord God, receive your mercy and your grace toward them, and let them experience your love in such a way that you're not going to tell them anything that's going to hurt them, but you're trying to tell them something that's going to help them and to help them to live life to the full in Christ Jesus' name. So I pray for people who may be going through that. And, Lord God, I just lift up, as Minister BJ say, for all of the, Lord God, the prayer warriors, all those that are under the sound of my voice, Father, in Christ Jesus' name. And I just pray, Father God, that you cover them, not just with the blood of Jesus, but with the whole armor of God. I pray for divine, Lord God, healing of any medical challenges that they have. I pray no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. I pray a special prayer, Father, to Lord God. I pray against, Lord God, blood clots in Christ Jesus' name. I pray that, Lord God, that you will dissolve any blood clots and dissolve any growth of any kind, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord God, that they have been challenged with medically, we pray for divine deliverance and healing in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray, Father God, that you are blessed. And I thank you for blessing all of us, Lord God, strengthening every person in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your, oh, glory be to God, your supernatural, miracle-working, healing power in Christ Jesus' name. And thank you for that great mercy where you're taking care of us and doing special things in our lives that we're not even aware of. You watch over and perform your word while we are asleep at night. Glory be to God. And you give us good night's sleep and rest in Christ Jesus' name. We pray against, Lord God, this anything, incontinence, Lord God, circulation disorders, arthritis, the blood of Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we thank you and we trust you, Lord God, that you're working every situation out for your people. Cover them and work them out for their good. And I thank you that you are doing just that because you love us so much. You've already given us your very best. But, God, we're trusting you. And I thank you. Yes, that song Sister McCormick mentioned, grace, grace, God's grace, hallelujah, grace that is greater than all of our sins. I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you for your unmerited favor. Continue to cover your people. Bless, Lord God, your people in Christ Jesus' name. And we're trusting you. Help us to continue to be light and salt in this earth and point others to you. We honor you, Lord God. We bless you. And we pray the prayer of faith, trusting what you said in your word. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. We thank you for it. We bless you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister Rachel?
Sister Brenda, then Pastor Sims, okay. And then that's it. Then I'll finish it, close it out.
Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, I uplift Armani to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you said we ask anything in your name and believe in your son's name and believe it will be established. So, Father God, we ask you right now to give Armani divine favor, Father God, that she will have a job that she will have Sunday the weekend off so that she will be in the house of God, Father God, so she will be nurtured in your word, Father God, and put her hand to do whatever you give her hard desire to do, Father God. So, Father God, we ask you right now, and we decree and we declare divine favor for her that she will get a job, that she will have the weekend off, that she will have that time for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, we come against everything that the enemy tried to bring against her to keep her from being in the house of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father, continue to take her up to higher heights and deeper depth in you. Continue to give her deeper revelation and knowledge and understanding of you and the things pertaining to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, continue to keep the blood of Jesus covered all over her and her child, Father God, and her mother and her grandmother, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But we just thank you and we just praise you for the divine favor that you're going to give her and pertaining to this job. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. What's wrong, Pastor Sims? You all right?
I'm here.
Barbara, you didn't hear just how you were next?
No, I thought it was somebody near me. Okay. Father, we come praying and giving you glory, lifting your name on high because we know you are able. And I come on behalf of Sister Rachel, and we ask, Father God, that you know all about whatever the situation is, whatever it is, however it is, you made her, you know all about her, you know what's going on in her life today. And, Father, we ask that you take charge. Heal her, Lord, of whatever it is that she's asking prayer for, Father, that you fix it. Father, we know that you are a God that can heal, will heal. And Sister Rachel has such big faith. Her faith is all like a gift of faith. And we know that you're coming and you're going to rescue her. Father, and we, in the name of Jesus, we ask these blessings, Lord, that you loose her from whatever the affliction is and set her free to be witnessing all over. As she always will, I believe she's still witnessing, even through her challenges. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the strong, mighty name of Jesus, I say amen, amen, and amen.
And Father, we pray for glory to God as we come to our, pray for our elders, Mother Elise, Mother Freeman, Mother Sadia, Mother Mother Camp, and even for Dad, for Bobby. We pray, God, that you'll bless and touch their body, strengthen them. Thank you, Lord God, for our seasoned elderly in the name of Jesus that's still calling on the name of Jesus, still living a life and speaking all glory to add encouragement into others' lives, even though they might be in their late 80s and in their 90s. God, you are such a wonderful God that you bless them to be here. Pray, God, that you continue to touch their body. We bind up dementia. We bind up, glory to God, the enemy that will come up against their bodies and come against arthritis and other things that might be challenging. But most of all, we want to thank God for Jesus living on the inside and even for their smiles, their encouragement, and even for words, glory to God, that they speak, glory to God, that will help us to be more stabilized in life. Thank you for all the work in the kingdom that they've been doing in the name of Jesus. We pray. And thank you, Lord God, for blessing Pastor Bird, as we've already been praying for, and Mother McCormick. We pray, God, for each one of their situations, that, God, thank you for your intervening and for your
your hand of love, your touch of love, glory to God, for them. Thank you for the blood covering, stripping, and bind up any forces of the evil that come against their sleep tonight. Bind up insomnia, even any voices that have come contrary to the will of the Lord and even try to bring fears or apprehensions right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they will rest in you, and anything that come up against them, we bind up and take authority, cast it out, and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. In the name of Jesus, we pray for marriages right now. We pray, glory to God, for the marriages that are in some of these that may be on the line, for some of them, for our children, our children's children, CC, for people that, glory to God, are just in general that are going through in their marriage, especially in the body of Christ, that the enemy is coming in trying to divide and bring confusion and chaos with the parents. And also for the marriages, we plead the brothers, we speak healing and deliverance. We pray, glory to God, to get them to a place, even if it's one of them and the other one can't listen at the time, that they'll be in the prayer closet to seek your face. And God, through the power of prayer with faith, can change the heart of the other one to bring them back to a place that they can be able to come together and put God first and then let God give them the answer. Agree to disagree until they can be able to communicate and hear from God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all kind of interferences that will come, glory to God. For one, glory to God, being a little bit on the controlling side, or something that's going on, or some mishap, or something somebody did on one party or the other to hurt that one. God, help them to walk in forgiveness and to walk in love. Help them to think about the agape of Jesus. We pray that it don't be somebody's continuous with a repeat offender and in there. Glory to God, the marriages that you put together, let no man set them apart in the name of Jesus. But God, we pray that you were blessed and you were touched in the hearts of those, glory to God, that are being selfish and rebellion in the name of Jesus, trying to be set in their own ways. God, I pray that they'll be humbled down and humble themselves so you won't have to humble them down in the name of Jesus. And God, we just pray that you just heal in the midst. Help them to be willing to want to fight for the good fight of faith in it, as well as be a representative of Jesus Christ. We pray for the children as well in the midst of the marriage. Pray for those that are in the part of their sins, that God, even some of those have some pretty good marriages, but maybe they don't know you in the part of their sins. But sometimes things occur, and when they do, the enemy just turn back around and tore it all the way apart. But we're praying even for them, glory to God, that they will find a way to put you first in their marriage. But whatever challenges they're going through, even outside of Christ, God, that you will bless and that you will heal and that you will bless them to even to know that, God, that you got a plan out there that you can turn it around. God, if any of them need spiritual counsel as well as physical, don't let pride get in the way. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you and we honor you as we continue to pray for parents with their children and children with their parents. God, we are praying, God, a divine touch as well as the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, that we are coming to a place that we will be those vessels that you can channel your anointing through, that whatever position that we're in, that we'll just allow your will to be done and not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Thank you for your mercy and grace and all that you do. And every day that you got your blood covering over us, every day those angels are dispatched about us. Oh, God, send your ministering angels to the post to those people that are hurting and going through right now, whatever the situation is. As we pray for Brother Black tonight, too, God, we ask you to touch his body, touch his mind, strengthen him, help him not get to that place burning himself out again. But we also come against any attacks, things that are beyond his control that will turn back around and come against him, or the same attacks that are trying to come against us. Beyond our control. But God, the God that we serve, we don't know what tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow. So our faith and trust is in you to believe your report in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the divine touch and the healing and deliverance as we take authority over Satan and all his cohorts. And we set up trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, and whatever it may that he already plotted and planning to do be eradicated. And even some of the criminals that's out there now, some plots and plan, let it get spoiled right now. Even for the murder, the rape, glory to God, the stealing, glory to God, out there doing other things to cause chaos and confusion, the plans to set up, glory to God, even in some churches to cause them division and confusion. We pray, glory to God, even for our leaders, open their ears to hear the Spirit of the Lord and stop out there just waiting for people, glory to God, to be their little ones to run and tell that. God, help them to be able to seek the face of the Lord so they can find out what the direction God want them to carry the ministry in the name of Jesus. Come against the greed and high-mindedness and even the sorrow and the disappointment and the ones over to God that feel like over that giving up right now. We plead the brother Jesus. Bring healing and deliverance. Send help, God, and give them the wisdom they need, but help them to receive the wisdom and obey. Pray for the people, go right in the pews. They're not to just be pew warmers, but be disciples. desiring more of God. In the name of Jesus, pray for them to find leaders that glory to God going, stand on truth and walk in truth and be transparent, and so they can be as well. God, we are praying for some that have fallen, that they will be returned and they will stand up and let God groom them and make them back into the, put them back in the place that He wants them to be, not what they want to be. God, help us to be those disciples You're calling for in these last days as well. We cast every care and every concern and all every weight, glory to God, and every sin that so easily beset us, and run this race, lay aside, let it go, so we can run this race with patience in the name of Jesus to obtain the prize of the glorious things You have for us. There's so many blessings You want to bless us with right here, but let us not let those things possess us. Let us possess what You have for us spiritually, and then You'll take care of the rest and the other things that You'll supply. Lord, I love You. I appreciate You, and I thank You again for these prayer warriors and all that You're doing. And we're praying in these and our families touch, God. We're praying for them to be saved, delivered, and set free. Some are saved, and some, glory to God, are just coasting, but there can be an awareness. And help us to make sure we ain't coasting. In the name of Jesus, we bless You, and we thank You for the strength and the courage to go on. In Jesus' name, amen. As we call for sweet rest and sleep and Your protection and Your shield and Your blood covering. Thank You for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Help us keep
thank
the freedom.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Still was away my sin.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Of
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank You,
Lord. Of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Away my sin. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And all that He's done. Echo, Rabba. Hallelujah, about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so good. Every day, every day. Oh, in the midst of all these
grace, grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. God's grace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
God.
Thank God for the word tonight.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I have to apologize. It was about 3 or 4 lines. I got so caught up in the everybody praying that I'm using my phone instead of the computer and didn't realize some of the lines were open. Is there anyone there that's lines that's just now being open that needed prayer or have a prayer request that your lines are just now open? I apologize.
Have mercy.
Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for those lines that didn't open, whatever that's on their heart. I pray that through the prayers that was prayed, that it, and even for the ones that even prayed and covered the ones that was on the line, that whatever their need was and whatever the encouragement they need, God, that you bless. And whatever that's before them, God, that you will move on their behalf in the midst of all that's going on, that you approve yourself even the more, and that they cling to your word and hold fast to it and keep speaking and decreeing and declaring it. And we bind Satan and any of the cords that have hindered anything that God has for them or either that's coming against them. We rebuke, bind, and loose it now in the name of Jesus. That you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, and you don't have no respect of person about nobody's title. I don't even say it's all about our faith and trusting in you. And as we stand in agreement today and tonight, God, move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Bring joy, strength, encouragement, courage, glory to God, determination, glory to God, to keep looking at you. And if there's somewhere that even needs to be restored, just actually all they need to do is just rededicate themselves into God. You know, whatever it was that's going on, I believe and trust in you. And God, I dedicate myself back to you if there's some area in their lives that's been hindering them from being able to be all they can be. In the name of Jesus, we pray, touch now as we continue to give all that we have to you as much as possible, and the things that we're showing and reveal to us that we may come up in every one of our lives. We thank you so much for them and all that you've done tonight. We give you glory, praise, and honor. And as we depart from this phone, but not glory to God, your presence, have thine own way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Blessings, protecting, shield, blood covering, open and bind Satan up in every cohort, every setup, track, plot, plan he has, glory to God, against us. We rebuke and bind and loose it. And we loose the spirit of the Lord to have free reign, and God's spirit to have, glory to God, oh, glory to God, have his way in us as we open our ears to hear him. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you do and done. In his name we pray. Favor, favor, favor. Praise the Lord for all that God has done. And I pray God's blessings upon you all. And have a good night, good morning, good week. And Jesus reign in you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise. All right. God bless you all.
God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you guys.
Love
bye-bye,
you.
Dear.
Night,
good night.
I love you.
And we love